This Christmas season has been filled with talk of war, as of other Christmases in the nation's history. 61 years ago today, Christmas Eve 1941, in wartime, a message of peace was broadcast from the White House to radio listeners the world over. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
It was 17 days after Pearl Harbor. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill was staying at the White House, keeping President Franklin Delano Roosevelt up well into the night, talking, smoking cigars, enjoying vast quantities of brandy. By Christmas of 41, Great Britain had been at war for 2 years and survived almost two straight months of day and nighttime bombing that blitzed London. On Christmas Eve, President Roosevelt took his English guest to the south portico of the White House, where a crowd gathered to watch the lighting of the national Christmas tree. The two leaders' greetings were broadcast by the radio networks. Franklin Roosevelt spoke first. America had been at war for less than 3 weeks.
We have joined with many other nations and peoples in a very great cause. One of their great leaders stands beside me. He and his people have pointed the way in courage and in sacrifice for the sake of little children everywhere. And so I am asking my associate, my old and good friend, to say a word to the people of America. Old and young, tonight, Winston Churchill, Prime Minister of Great Britain.
Fellow workers, in the cause of freedom.
That sonorous, declamatory voice striding through this old, scratchy recording. At the White House, Winston Churchill said, although he was far from family and country, he could not say he felt far from home because of his deep friendship with Franklin Roosevelt and America. But Churchill acknowledged that the days were difficult.
This is a strange Christmas Eve. Almost the whole world is locked in deadly struggle.
The British Prime Minister spoke of the terrible weapons nations were unleashing against one another. Winston Churchill ended his remarks this way.
We are in the midst of war, raging and roaring over all the lands and seas, creeping nearer to our hearths and homes. Here, amid all these tumults, we have tonight the peace of the spirit. In each cottage home, we may cast aside, for this night at least, the cares and dangers which beset us. Each home throughout the English-speaking world should be a brightly lighted island of happiness and peace. Before we turn again to the stern task and formidable year that lie before us, resolve that by our sacrifice and daring, these same children shall not be robbed of their inheritance or denied their right to live in a free and decent world. And so, in God's mercy, a happy Christmas to you all.
Prime Minister Winston Churchill of Great Britain, speaking at the White House on Christmas Eve 1941, 61 years ago today, some 2 weeks after Pearl Harbor. Mr. Churchill and President Roosevelt went to church together on Christmas Day. The day after that, the British leader spoke to a joint session of the Congress. The U.S. had entered World War II. The Allies were planning their strategies. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.